A mural in the center of a bustling pedestrian plaza in Jersey City has been painted over. The city reportedly said the art was intended to be temporary. Others say it was censored. WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez spoke to the artist, who says the request to change his Monopoly mural just kept piling up until the piece was gone.
It took about a month for 33-year-old Gary Winans, a.k.a. Mr. Ability, to paint his mural. It was a 33-foot squared Monopoly board painted on the street. He says the gentrification that's happening in Jersey City is what inspired it.
There's a lot going on in Jersey City, a lot of the Jersey City that's been here for a very long time, and then a lot of the newly developed. And it's kind of like a battle between the two. And since Monopoly is almost the game version of that battle, because there's low and high properties, I thought it would be interesting, for just for the sake of art, to make a Jersey City Monopoly board.
Before he painted the mural, he says the city asked him to make changes to his design. And he wasn't surprised. He knew some things would never fly.
I have common sense. I know that the city of Jersey City is not going to pay me to depict a cop as Porky Pig.
So he changed it. And while the original Monopoly board has a luxury tax, Winans designed his with the gentrification tax. But that got changed, too, to hipster tax. Once the mural got painted, people were still offended by other things, like his depiction of a Jersey City waterfront monument, which he named simply Cool Statue. But that cool statue turned out to be a memorial to victims of a Polish massacre during World War II.
I feel like people are so sensitive because it's a game. It's fun. It's not like a history board of the facts that have gone on. It's just a fun board game. It's a cool statue.
Winans' situation is no surprise to Amy Wilson, an instructor at the School of Visual Arts who lives in Jersey City.
It just felt like one day this thing showed up in the middle of the street very kind of aggressively, and I didn't feel as though there was a really kind of comprehensive program by the city to sort of explain what the piece was about, to really make it part of the community.
She says that's what happens in cities like Philadelphia and Baltimore, where there's a more organized application process for public murals.
Those applications are then vetted by a group of local artists, museum curators, arts professionals, people like that.
She also blamed Jersey City for not standing by the artist once the mural went up. WNYC reached out twice to a Jersey City spokeswoman, but got no response. But this isn't a problem in Jersey City alone. Svetlana Minchova from the National Coalition Against Censorship says there's been about five similar controversies in the last several months, including a sculpture in Riverside Park that depicted racial violence. Minchova says it's important for a city to have a process for responding when people complain.
Because they don't want to tell people, we don't care about what you think. We care. Let's have a conversation. Sometimes you bring the artist to talk to people and their vision of the work entirely changes. They see it in a very different way.
In Jersey City, as people complained about Gary Winans' Monopoly board, he says he was forced to make changes. Beyond the statue, people complained that the brown person behind the jail bars reinforced racial stereotypes. He tried to explain it was a self-portrait, and he did go to jail once. Eventually, the jail box was painted over. But Winans says what bothered him the most was when the city asked him to put the name of a local real estate developer on the board, and he did.
So I was very heartbroken about that. As a matter of fact, I had put it on a square that has a heart, and I added a crack to the square because I felt like it was cracking my own heart.
Now Winans' mural is gone. The city painted over it. But the artist says during the time the Monopoly board was up, lots of people loved it, including kids, who can be seen in an Instagram photo jumping from one property to the next. For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.